Live from Dominican University in San Rafael, California, it's Music Central with DJ King.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Music Central. Damn, hear that funky music here on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ King. What's up everyone? This is DJ Wise here of Musicology up next here on the show. What's up dude?
Nothing much, how you doing?
Pretty good dude.
Getting funky.
I am hot. It's been hot for the past 2 days here.
We're not from hot places.
This
is not good.
We got one person who's used to fog.
Every day.
And then I got me who's basically the same.
It's just fog.
Yeah, it's
our
just
sun
fog.
Is fog.
So, these 93 degrees all week.
Need to
stop now. I mean, it kind of cooled down a bit, but tomorrow, you know, I'm expecting that.
Come on, sun. Cool it.
All right. So, here we are on Music Central. Welcome back. So let's start. Led Zeppelin's blockbuster reunion concert at London's O2 Arena in December 2007, left fans wanting for a full-scale tour. And after Robert Plant indicated that he wanted to dedicate time to other projects, John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page considered hitting the road with a fill-in singer. So how close did Led Zeppelin fans get to another Led Zeppelin tour? As close as you could get. Jason Bonham, who filled in for his deceased father on drums at the reunion show, told Music Radar. He said, "We did a year of writing and putting stuff together, adding that the band practically had a new singer in place, but scuttled the plans following a disagreement within the band. I think basically Page and Jones agreed to disagree. After a while, it was just time to move on." Page's manager confirmed Rolling Stone that the proposed tour was officially off January 2009. Damn. We were this close, guys, to get another Led Zeppelin tour going on. I mean, it wouldn't have had Robert Plant, which would have been super weird not to have. But, I mean, you still got Jimmy Page up there. John Bonham, not Jason. But, you know what? It's probably for the better. It'll just look really weird without Robert Plant there on stage with Led Zeppelin. But you know what? I'm not worried. Led Zeppelin fans aren't worried. The world keeps on spinning. He's not worried. You know, we still got... You know, Led Zeppelin's tunes from the past, and those are the ones that, you know, we honestly really want to listen to, not just some guy that they chose to cover them. So, good thing that it didn't happen. One of the most successful English rock bands in the history of the world turned down this tour. But anyway, their amazing 1960s and 70s material helped shape music at the time, and I just love that sort of stuff. 1970s music, which is the topic tonight here on Music Central with bands like Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, being the main music creators of the time and the ones that really drove 1970s music. So here on Music Central tonight, we are going to find out which 1970s rock song was the hardest, the dirtiest, the rawest song ever. Between 1970 and 1979, here on Music Central, we have Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll, Led Zeppelin 4, 1971, Music Central.
Let me get back. We'll be right back. definitely wasn't the right.
Welcome back. DJ King, radio.dominican.edu, Music Central. Rock and roll, Led Zeppelin, off of Led Zeppelin 4. Great album. Money, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. But of course, you already knew that. Here we are on Music Central. Tonight on the show, we're going to discuss hard rock songs. Which one was the best? There are so many, and it was really hard to make this list. But here we are on Music Central, and you're going to find out at the end of the program. So, we're going to be talking about 70s music. You know, 1970s, songs that were blasted through Ford Torinos or Chevy Camaros. This music, of course, comes from the decision from rockers of the late 1960s to move away from the psychedelic scene to a more back-to-basics approach. Albums like Beggar's Banquet, Let It Be, Abbey Road, Led Zeppelin 1 and 2, Sweetheart of the Radio by the Byrds helped this movement and eventually changed genres and created genres like country rock and southern rock music, eventually punk, then glam, and all that stuff. So let's start. Our first competitors of the show tonight are going to be from the United States, and we're going to find out which of these two rock groups from the U.S. are better. So, starting in, weighing at 145 pounds, Jim Morrison of The Doors, with their song Roadhouse Blues from the from 1970. The other band, the Allman Brothers Band, American as American Soil Can Get, Whipping Post, live from their historical album at Fillmore East from 1971. The song clocks in at 23 minutes and 3 seconds, all live at Fillmore East. Let's hear which one's better. All right, so those two American bands here on radio.dominican.edu are competing against each other for best 70s hard rock song. So here we are at the station, DJ Wise, DJ King here. All right, so let's start off with you. So which of these American bands do you think had the better song, The Doors or the Allman Brothers?
Let's go with the Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers.
I'm going to go with the Allman Brothers.
All right, so Will over here has gone with the Allman Brothers. Southern rock band, 1970s, extremely influential, had one of the greatest guitarists of all time, Duane Allman. A good choice here on radio.dominican.edu, Music Central, but you know what?
And Dickie Betts.
You know what, dude? I think I'm going to have to disagree with you. I'm going with the Doors. I'm going to put right here a tie.
A tie?
And we're going to discuss this later here on the program, because I think that the Doors, you know what, even though they really had the psychedelic scene down in the 60s, what's impressive is that they had the hard rock scene down in the 1970s, which was great, and they totally adapted to that, which made them stay relevant and, you know, had the band stay relevant on radio and whatnot.
Had the band going, yes.
You know, what? Yeah, with all that stuff.
It made him progressive.
Progressive, definitely.
There we go, that's the word.
All right, so You know what? We got a tie here, but I got two more American groups for you. From Boston, Massachusetts. That's right, Boston.
Can I get? Oh, it's Boston.
Damn it. Okay. All right, let's see if you can guess
Boston.
This one.
Oh, my God, dude.
From Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, geez. Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
The Wiggles.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay.
Best concert of my life, The Wiggles.
No, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, sorry.
No one could have gotten that.
There was a smudge here.
Oh, okay.
All right, so it's actually Kansas with Carry On Wayward Son. From 1976, both of them. Let's hear them. All right, so two more American bands here on the radio station. Let me go first this time. I want to go with... You know what, dude? I'm going with Carry On Wayward Son. I think that song has very impressive instrumentals going on in the background. It has the quintessential 70s sound. It's got that banging guitar solo. I'm going with that. What about you?
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Again, all right.
Again.
Damn. So why more than a feeling?
We are just not agreeing on anything tonight. I'm going to go with Boston because I like the band better. You know, they never actually played any live shows before their first big album.
Really?
Yeah, they just went straight to like huge studio album and then huge concert venues of just billions of people. I mean, that kind of makes them less enjoyable for me. Because I do like a band that starts out small, but I like Boston. They had a couple good albums. They had at least two.
They rocked, definitely, at their time.
I mean, this mustache doesn't fool anyone. I'm the biggest, like, Southern rock fan of them all. But, I mean, you know, it's like, you just get some chords and you listen to Boston and there's nothing better. There's nothing else. Or CM Adams, sorry. Sorry, Boston.
All right, so... So let's all right. So another tie here. Let's move on. Let's go across the Atlantic. Let's go to UK.
Yeah.
British rock bands. So the Beatles went back to basics in 1968. Stones did as well. The Who and the Kinks were already doing this since 64, 65. So with this influence, this back to basics, like I mentioned before, helped create 70s rock and what it is today. So then the 1970s birthed two amazing and magnificent masterpieces. And this is going to be so hard. So is it going to be Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven or Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody? Man, which one is better here on the station?
Yeah.
All right, so which one is it going to be? Stairway to Heaven or Bohemian Rhapsody? UK songs. Can I be the first one to say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I think.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say. You have this poster on your wall, so I can't I can't really.
It's always been Stairway.
It's always been Stairway.
It's always been Stairway. I mean, Bohemian is great and all, but it's always been Stairway.
We love both Freddie Mercury and we love both Robert Plant, but Led Zeppelin.
I mean, come on.
Easily. I mean. Not easily. That's not true.
Not to give anything away or anything or. If this is giving anything away,
right?
But "Stairway to Heaven" has to be like the greatest,
greatest rock song,
the greatest rock song ever.
Ever. Don't come at us, and we will. It's there's no competing with Stairway, really.
All right. Well, Stairway's gonna have to compete with these two other bands, also from the UK. Brown Sugar, "Won't Get Fooled Again." Rolling Stones, "The Who." All right, so here we are back. So, Who or Rolling Stones? Let's do this.
Who?
Stones or The Who?
The Who.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, The Who.
The Who.
The Who. You know, the Stones, I mean, I think, you know, the Stones, I'm going to have to give them the 70s for that, or the 60s.
Was Won't Get Fooled Again in the 70s?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Who's next? Oh, 71, right. I believe. Yeah, 71.
You're right. No, it's 71, yeah.
And both those albums came out in the same year. Yeah, both amazing, by the way, but you know what? Yeah, Who. So, I mean, if we're, I hope
there's not some guy just sitting at his computer just pissed off right now at us, just like, oh my God, that's 4 for 4 right there. Are you kidding me?
Damn it.
The Wiggles should have won.
No, the Kia Hamsters.
The Kia Hamsters.
No. The Spotify guitar tune.
There you go. Yeah.
You know the ones in the ads?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to have to take a little break here on the station for some news. All right, so news story number one. Fox News aired a speech of Obama from 2007 where he discusses how the federal government did not waive a Stafford law to send aid to Katrina victims, suggesting racism in the federal government. Is this a way for the Romney administration to steer the public eye away from the 47% video right before the debate? Yeah, basically. During the speech, Obama discusses how the government waived the Stafford Law to help the victims of 9/11 and other hurricane survivors, but were hesitant when it came to Katrina victims. This same video was spotlighted back in 2008 by conservatives, but it didn't receive much airtime. However, there are portions of the speech that were not previously released, but this fuller version covers the speech in its entirety, and it doesn't seem to uncover any new information. With this video just now surfacing, it seems to be a last-ditch effort to draw attention away from Romney's 47% speech that was covered a few weeks ago. And get this, elements such as the way Obama's voice changes when he's talking to a predominantly black audience The Obama administration came forward stating that this video was extremely covered by the media, but the Daily Caller released the video this morning with portions that were not previously aired. Obama spokesman Ben LaBeouf, like a badass, stated, "The only thing shocking about this is that they apparently think it's wrong to suggest that we should help returning veterans, children leaving foster care, and other members of Mitt Romney's 47% get training that will allow them to find the best available jobs. If the Romney campaign believes that Americans will accept these desperate attacks tonight in place of specific plans for the middle class, it's they that will get surprised." News story number two. Three suicide bombers detonated cars packed with explosives in a government-controlled area of the battleground Syrian city of Aleppo on Wednesday, killing at least 34 people, leveling buildings, and trapping survivors under the rubble, state TV said. More than 120 people were injured, the government said also. A fourth explosion a few hundred yards away struck near the edge of the old city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site that has been heavily damaged during more than 2 months of fierce fighting between rebels and government forces for control of the Aleppo. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the government blamed its opponents and said that the blasts were caused by suicide bombers. The technique is a signature style of Al-Qaeda-style jihadist groups, some of which are well known to have entered Syria's civil war to fight against the regime. News story number three. In rock news, new albums by Green Day, Mumford & Sons, No Doubt, Flying Lotus, Matt & Kim, and Kiss, and Muse. Available on iTunes and stores near you. Debate news. The debate was tonight, and I saw only a little bit of it because I had to get ready for this show. You know what? It's a topic that I'm going to be covering next week once I get more information on it. And that more information surfaces. But yeah, if you guys missed that debate, I'm sure it has been posted on YouTube or on the White House website or whatnot. So watch that, historical. There are other ones coming up. And if you are not registered to vote yet, please do that so that you can get your vote in. I mean, come on, you got to exercise your rights. So why not? Register, please. Decide who you want to vote for. I don't care who it is, but make sure it's the right choice. So here we are on radio.dominican.edu. That was the news here on Music Central.
So what do you know about Bobby D and like protests?
All right, so we are back here on radio.dominican.edu, back here on the news station, trying to find the best hard rock song of the 70s. And yeah, so our next topic that we want to discuss is punk rock. And I know, Will, that you like some
I like punk rock, yeah.
Will likes a little bit of punk rock here. Just raw, dirty songs that they made. And it started in New York, the birthplace of punk rock.
The birthplace of punks, yes.
Definitely. Traced back to such sources as late 1960s trash culture and early 1970s underground rock movement centered in Greenwich Village. Punk bands created fast, hard-edged music, typically with short songs, stripped-down instrumentals, and often political anti-establishment lyrics. Coming up are two rock bands, punk rock bands, from the UK that has helped pioneer punk rock, and we're going to decide after this break which of these punk rock guys are better. So here we are on radio.dominican.edu. I hope you enjoy this. Sex Pistols, radio.dominican.edu. Do not go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Yeah. ways to get what you want. I use the best, I use the rest. I use the enemy, I use anarchy. Cause I wanna be anarchy.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. Man, some punk rock for you guys here on the radio station. Anarchy in the UK, Sex Pistols, 1977. From the album Nevermind the Bollocks, here are the Sex Pistols. A album that's just nothing but pure, homemade punk rock music from the UK. The second song was Search and Destroy, Iggy and the Stooges. All right, so, Will. All right, so which one's better, man?
I'm going to go with Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
You know me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, punk...
Punk wouldn't be anywhere without Iggy.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
You know, I get it. The Sex Pistols were huge, especially in the UK. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you can't... The UK needed Sex Pistols.
Oh, yeah. That is pure anarchy. But having said that, who's the man who brought raw power? Literally, like, musically and, like, in his performance. Like,
Iggy
did. He brought us, you know, Funhouse. He brought us, you know, Search and Destroy. And he was the guy who influenced everyone. Look at, you know, Joy Division to even David Bowie. You know, these guys all looked up to Iggy. Like, these guys, like, Iggy was the man, dude.
Iggy definitely is the man.
Is the man.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And just that song, Search and Destroy, though, is just... so much raw power. It is so much raw power in that song.
It's raw power, yeah.
Yeah, and great guitar solo, vocals, everything. And the winner for one of the punk songs here on the station. I got two more for you. Here we go. All right, so two more punk songs here on the station. Teenage Lobotomy, The Ramones, Rocket to Russia, 1977. Clash, White Riot, same year. Which one?
I'll go with The Clash.
The Clash?
The Clash, yeah. I mean, that's just... I never got into The Ramones. I'm not going to lie to you, America here. I'm not going to lie to all you penguins out there. I never listened to The Ramones that much. But I do like The Clash.
The Clash are really awesome.
Made one of the best albums ever. You can't.
London Calling.
That's not fair. You can't. Yeah.
And of course their debut, The Clash, which also was another song that helped pioneered punk rock, a landmark. The same goes for Rocket to Russia, for the Ramones side. For me, yeah, I like the sound better in White Riot. Apart from the Teenage Lobotomy one. Just pure punk right there.
It's
and again another right. and you know, man, I mean we took out one UK and now we're taking out a USA. So now it's going to be between White Riot and Search and Destroy for best punk song. I think I'm still going to go with Search and Destroy.
Easily Search and Destroy. The Clash, or is that the option?
Yeah. It was the Clash The Clash versus
Search and Destroy.
Search and Destroy.
There's probably gonna be some debate, but Iggy, in my personal opinion, just is the grandfather of punk, and I think he's probably one of the best musicians ever. Either way, Clash, great. You know, Clash is always gonna be the best. For a lot of people, but just not for Music Central right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Nah, you know what? Search and Destroy, definitely. But let's... all right, cool. So, good thing we actually finally agreed on something. Let's move on to some glam rock, right? shall we? All right, so for those of you guys who don't know what glam rock is, it's a style of rock and pop music that developed in the UK, which was performed by singers and musicians who wore outrageous clothes, makeup, hairstyles, particularly platform-soled boots and glitter. The flamboyant costumes and visual styles of glam performers were often camp or androgynous and have been connected with new views of gender roles. T-Rex, David Bowie, Sweet, Roxy Music, or to name a few. All right, so which one of these is better? All right, so it's two very, very glammy songs. David Bowie's Rebel Rebel, T-Rex's Bang a Gong, Get It on Music Central. All right, let me be the first one to go. Between these two glam rock songs, and I have them right here, written on my little journal, David Bowie, he is the spokesman for glam rock music. Maybe not 70s as the entire 70s, but definitely for glam rock. And I think he's the first one that people definitely go think about when talking about glam rock, at least for me. And Rebel Rebel is just a badass song.
Yeah, there's who's going to argue that he didn't make glam rock?
Oh, yeah. He was, again, another pioneer here. We're
Wham,
dealing with...
Bam. Thank you, man. Like, it's not. Like,
yeah.
Even...
Gene, Genie, all Heroes. Everything he made was complete and utter glam.
Let's go over. We got Aladdin Zane. We got Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, Ziggy Stardust. And then his compilation Changes. Mm-hmm. Station to Station was also one of his best songs. Just.
Yeah. Young Americans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely Young Americans also. Topping the charts in the 1970s, just an insane artist and completely popular.
He's hit after hit. He is, and he's still around. He's like Iggy. He's just being the best. If you don't listen to David Bowie or Iggy Pop, go home and or wake up from your nap because you're probably asleep by now. But
listen to some David Bowie.
Listen to some Bowie. And listen to some Iggy. Get up, people. Come on. What are you doing? What are you learning?
Surge and Destroy.
What are you learning in college, kids? Come on.
It's all about Iggy and David Bowie.
Please.
All right, so, Rebel Rebel, glam rock, the way I wanted it to go. Finally, on our last segment here on the show, we're going to be talking about new wave music, which came on the later half of the 1970s. After punk cleared the 70s pop rock palette by bringing things back to basics, new wave fashioned a fresh new face for a new era. Energized by punk, but free to wander wherever the hooks happen to lead. Common characteristics of new wave music, aside from its punk influences, included the use of synthesizers, electronic productions, the importance of styling and the arts, as well as a great amount of diversity in the music. So, which of these two, which of these two new wave songs are better? We're going to be taking a little break here on radio.dominican.edu. After this, we have Musicology right here on the station, right after Music Central. Do not go for that, but here we go on Music Central, Psycho Killer, Talking Heads. Do not go anywhere. Thank you.
time. Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
How relaxing.
That's new wave, right?
Yeah, that is new wave music right there.
Some gypsy new wave, yeah.
All right, so Psycho Killer versus Just What I Needed by the Cars. And the winner tonight is, say it with me.
It is Psycho Killer.
Definitely. Of course, why not? You already knew that. It's Talking Heads.
We're not trying to let anyone know out there that there is a Psycho Killer in the room right now. Wink, wink. No. Okay.
No. Cops come in right now.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Shoot me right away.
Yeah.
Just out of suspicion.
All right. So here we are at the bottom of the show. And what we found out is that these songs that I'm about to list are some of the greatest, hardest, rawest, and loudest songs from the 1970s that are properly deserved to be in anyone's iPod or to be in anyone's head at any given moment. So, which one is it going to be? Which ones are we going to weed out tonight? So, we got Search and Destroy, Iggy and the Stooges, Rebel, David Bowie, Won't Get Fooled Again, Who, Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, we got More Than the Feeling with Boston, Carry On Wayward Son, Kansas, Roadhouse Blues, The Doors, Whipping Post Live, Allman Brothers Band, and finally Psycho Killer by The Talking Heads. You know what? I'm going to weed out The Doors. They had the 60s. I think they belong there. Even though they were great in the 70s, everyone should check out their 70s material. But you know what? Taking out The Doors, what do you think of that?
Yeah, they had a good run here for a while, but you know what? Sorry, guys. They
belong in the psychedelic era.
Yeah, they're done.
How about you?
Anything
take out
here?
One. Yeah.
You want me to take out one?
Yeah, cross it off.
I don't like doing this. I'm not the Simon Cowell of this.
I thought you were horribly amazing.
Mr. Iggy Pop, I don't know what you were thinking when you... Okay.
When you sung that
when
song.
When you sung that did song there, yes. Anyway, well, I mean, if we're doing Search and Destroy, Rebel Rebel, Won't Get Fooled Again, Stay Away, and Psycho Killer, oh, and the Allman Brothers, there's two bands here that are kind of like, that are going to have to go, and it's probably going to be Boston and Kansas.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Cross both of them off here.
We don't want Boston and Kansas, the cities, to go away.
Oh, no.
But just,
get out of here.
Just all their music now.
Yeah. I'm taking away...
Sorry, all our fans in Boston.
Man, this sucks.
Man. Why do you make us do this, America?
I'm taking away Allman Brothers.
Ah.
I know. They are...
No, it makes sense.
They
it
are not...
Sense.
They are not... I'm only taking away this not because they are not one of the greatest, than that they did not... create one of the greatest rock songs ever.
But let
ever.
Me say this. They when they get moved, they don't get moved to the same not made it albums as the Cars, though. They get pushed to a better, higher, not made it list.
And Talking Heads, I'm taking that off, sorry. They're in the 80s, aren't they? Mostly predominantly.
You know, if we're talking new wave, they're not the best new wave band. So, I mean, let's just take them out right now because
right,
they don't deserve to be here.
All right, so these last ones, these are great. We got, we still got to go through four. Stairway to Heaven, Won't Get Fooled Again, Rebel, Rebel, or Search and Destroy. Okay, that's it. You do. I can't. This is too hard.
All right. Jeez. We got Stairway to Heaven, Won't Get Fooled Again, Rebel, Rebel. Now, the problem is everyone has different music taste and also that I'm an idiot. And so there's no
there's that.
That's a fact. And so any decision I'm going to make, I'm going to offend someone. But my personal, the little people in my head that are usually yelling at me in Spanish are speaking in English right now. And they're telling me right now, they're telling me to take out, oh my God, I really don't want to do this. They're taking out Rebel Rebel.
Okay.
That's probably the worst thing I can say because I love.
It
was between Search and Destroy and Rebel Rebel.
And Search and Destroy is louder, which is the point of the show.
If we're talking about like 70s music, I don't think that's the best song you could go with. I mean, David Bowie is kind of the 70s for me. But, I know who's going to be number one. And it just sucks that I had to take him out and make him fourth. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, David.
All right.
We still got two more here.
Damn. We got, three more. Won't Get Fooled Again, Stairway, and Search and Destroy. This is terrible. This is the worst part of the show. To make a decision as quick as I can, I want to go with, I think I'm going to take out, I'm taking out Won't Get Fooled Again. Search and Destroy is just tears off the roof every single time. Every single time I hear it. Talk about, 1970s hard rock songs. Search and Destroy is definitely the one. And you know what? Since now we're down to Search and Destroy and Stairway to Heaven, like we mentioned before, I think we both know where this is headed to. And I am not going to crown one. You know, I just can't do that. I can't do that to myself. And I think I'm going to want to keep Search and Destroy and Stairway to Heaven on both the top of 70s rockers. Because, on one side we got pure 1970s
It depends
rock.
What you like. It depends if you more like punk, if you're a faster kind of fast paced guy, of course you're gonna pick Iggy. Iggy's number one for a lot of people, but if you more like maybe if you like metal, it's without a choice, Stairway. If you like, you know, your old kind of more just old fashioned rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's Stairway, dude. That I mean, everyone is Stairway. Like a third grade little
boy,
kid boy thing,
yeah,
playing on his, you know,
on his
choo-choo trains, and his thing is
Tonka
singing
toys.
Yeah. He's singing Stairway right now, and like that's how popular that song is. It's there's people in Egypt who have never heard a lick of English who know Stairway. Stairway's gonna bring the world together. I love Stairway, you love Stairway, so yeah.
All right, well, that's it for Music Central here on radio.dominican.edu. Search and Destroy and Stairway to Heaven. We couldn't decide. They're both amazing. Hard, raw 1970s songs. Tune in next week for Music Central, same place, here at 8 p.m. Musicology in 5 minutes. Do not miss that. Radio.dominican.edu.